Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast, guys. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, super fantastic 2021. I hope that you guys are striving for your goals and striving for the things that you want with your families or your partner, or things like that. I really hope that you guys are well. It's been a minute since I have posted or published an episode. Reason being is because it's been a lot going on. It's been a journey with 2021. You know, things are changing. I'm trying to make plans. I'm in a relationship where I'm trying to make plans as well. I want to go back to school. I want to pursue my degree full time. So I'm trying to make arrangements so that could be a priority. We're also talking about starting a business, and we're just now really getting started. We've been talking and planning it, and we're putting this business plan together. We are going to start this business, and I'm not going to announce anything or what it is or anything yet until we really get everything finalized of what we're going to do. But I really appreciate you guys' support, and if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be to the point where today I am going to, this is season 2, episode 1, y'all. I am so happy to be to this point. There was times that I wanted to give up on making the podcast. And, you know, I never did it for any type of fame or clout or anything like that. But I did it for an outlet. And it really helped me. You guys responded. You guys gave me good feedback. You guys shared. You guys listened. And I really want to thank those who were very supportive of this podcast. I really, really want to pay you guys back that same respect any way that I can. So just let me know what I can do for you for what you did for me. Today is season 2, episode 1. We have 2 special guests, and we're going to talk about some things that are, I don't know if anybody would be offended, but it's basically just 3 people having a good conversation about basically love, sex, and relationships, which is the foundation of the podcast. But it's special because I have a special guest who actually has questions when it comes to lesbian lifestyle, when it comes to the gay lifestyle, LGBT lifestyle, which I can't speak for the general, you know, I can't speak for the community and their experiences, but it's definitely going to be just my experience that I'm sharing and things like that. So I hope that you guys tune in to listen. I want to thank those who featured on my podcast in season 1. I want to thank first Rodney Watch, who had featured on my podcast more than 2 times, I believe. And he is a really huge fan of my podcast. And I really thank you, Rodney. He has his own podcast, Convo with Friends. I hope that you guys go and listen. His link is in the description of this podcast. He's on Spotify. He's on Amazon, I believe. He's on iTunes. He's on pretty much every platform where there is a podcast. And it's a very successful podcast. It definitely makes my day. It starts my day. It's very funny. I hope that you guys enjoy it. Go and listen to it. The link is in the description of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys go and listen to it. So thank you, Rodney, for your support and featuring. Thank you for your input and your nuggets that you've given. I want to thank Miss Kia Tisby, who was also in Issues of Sex Part 2. I really thank you for featuring, taking the time out to have the conversation with me. You guys can go check that segment out if you wonder what that was about, but it was really interesting, and I really wanted to get her opinion about it. I feel like that segment would not have been successful if it wasn't for Miss Kia featuring and sharing those nuggets and that wisdom about issues of sex and the things that we talked about in there. So thank you, Kia. I really appreciate you. Love you, sis. Also, Right Reasons was also a guest on the show as well in Body Party, and we talked about some really great things. I do appreciate your support. I appreciate you taking the time out as well to feature on that podcast, that segment. So thank you, guys, and I love y'all. Love y'all so much. So I always tell you guys in every segment, I'm trying to get my intro squeezed in because this is going to be a longer segment than normal. But I'm telling you guys, you will not be disappointed. I always tell you guys to support Black-owned businesses. How do we support Black-owned businesses? By supporting them financially. We do business with them. Let's review them on social media. It is so free to share a Black-owned business. Even if you're not doing business with them, I'm telling you, it only takes just a click, click, boom, and you're done by sharing these businesses on your social media. Make it a goal to share at least 2 Black-owned businesses on your social media a week. And if you put that, if you really invest in those people by doing that, and you plant those seeds, and you invest your time, you invest your money in those people, it will come back to you. It will definitely come back to you. Anything that you do in love does not come back to you void. I guarantee you to come back to you in some way. Even if you have a business that you want to start yourself, you got to start by investing in those businesses. You got to start praising someone who is doing the things that you want to do. It will definitely come back on you. So I encourage you guys to continue to support Black-owned businesses through social media. Support it by doing business with them. And let's do business with them that makes sense. I know that we all want discounts and we all want some shit for free. But we can't build businesses by undercutting them, you know what I'm saying? And they love us. They love us. They wanna make sure that we do business. Well, they wanna make sure that we are taken care of and things like that from a business sense. But it has to make sense. It has to make sense if we're gonna do business with them. So support your people, man. Support your brothers, support your sisters. So y'all ready? Today, the episode for today is going to feature 2 wonderful people. The first guest that we have is Mr. Rod. Rod is a dear friend to the family. He has a whole lot of different questions, and I had a conversation with him, and he told me that he just had some, you know, basically had a lot of blanks that he wanted filled in. When it comes to the lesbian lifestyle, when it comes to the gay lifestyle and things like that, Rod has really been open about this conversation. He's even shared his opinions. He's even shared his own experiences and things like that. And I really thank him for coming on today and doing his thing and having a conversation. Also, my other guest that I have on today's show is Brittany. Brittany is my girlfriend, and she definitely helped me when it came to the discussions. She helped me when it came to certain questions and was able to answer questions that I may have not been able to answer fully. So she really helped me out today. So I really thank you guys. I love you. And I thank you for featuring on my first episode of season 2. So we're going to dive into it. I do want to let you guys know that this was a different setting. Normally I do the podcast and it sounds like this, but in the setting that I'm going to transition to, we were all chilling. We were chilling at my house, and the vibe was just right. And we already talked about him featuring on the podcast for the reason to have these questions and have them answered and things like that. And the vibe was right. We was chilling, and I just hit record on my phone. So you will hear some noise in the background. I tried to get the noise out of the background, but I think I enhanced it a little more. I'm not really, you know, big on technology and things like that. I do the best I can with my edits. I do the best I can with my background and trying to give you guys quality. But I'm guaranteeing you won't even think about any of that when you listen to this today, because what you're going to hear is going to be mind-blowing. I had so much fun doing this. So I hope that you guys stay tuned, listen to it all the way to the end. You will not be disappointed. As always, you guys know that my Facebook is Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER, and my other social media links are located on my Facebook page, such as my Snap, my Twitter, and my Instagram. You guys can find me on Instagram with Beyond Talk Podcast. I believe it's Brit Brat. I don't even know my own Instagram, but I do know that you can find it by typing in Beyond Talk Podcast. But the links are located on my Facebook page, so go check it out. I'm on Google Podcasts, I'm on Spotify, I'm on iHeartRadio, I'm on about 8 different platforms, and I have a lot of different links posted all over the place so that everybody can have access to it. If you don't have Spotify, Google Podcasts is a very good link to click on. It takes you straight to the site. You can just hit play, and you can also check out all of my other episodes on season 1. But I do thank you guys for tuning in for season 2. So enjoy this, stay tuned, and let me know what you guys think. Please, there is a recording option to leave me a voice message on Anchor. If you leave me a voice message on Anchor, I promise you I'll listen. I'll even feature it if you would like, and I could share it and make sure that you're heard and make sure that your questions or comments are heard or even answered. So You can write me on Instagram. You can write me on Facebook. I'm very open to conversations. I'm very open to anybody who wants to feature as well. If you have something that you want to talk about, make sure that you contact me through my Facebook, my Instagram, and just let me know and we can have that conversation, okay? So here you go, guys. Here you go. I hope you guys enjoy it and stay tuned. Thank you. All right, Rod. So what questions do you have and what is it that you...
that's been on your mind is like the questions and stuff, curiosity and stuff like that.
I would think my biggest question is, what is sex like?
Said it a little bit louder.
What is sex like with two women? I've seen it on TV, never had to ask two women, so I want to know, like.
Well, I mean, I would say that the sex between two ladies, if they're doing it, it's definitely good.
Why? What makes it better than a man?
Well, it's not even necessarily that it is better than a man. It's just the whole point. We have to start from the person. Okay.
Okay.
A man, let's put the shoe on the other foot. A man, you wouldn't enjoy sex with a man, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because you're not attracted to men.
Right.
You don't like men, you don't really like nothing about a man. Mm-hmm. So they can do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a woman not liking men. I feel that a man, I've had sexual relations with plenty of men. I've had my share. But it just, I've always had this strong attraction to women. And I explored it. And when I explored it, it just, I matched better with it. I, you know, whenever it came to men, I've never really enjoyed the most important part of sex with men.
Which is?
Orgasm. When it came to stuff with men, the intimacy part. And there's some men that I've had that were romantic, who, you know, had that aspect. But to have a woman that I'm attracted to their body, the parts of the body that I like of women, I'll say, is their boobs. I love boobs. Mm-hmm. Men don't have boobs.
Some of them do.
Some of them do. But then you gotta have that type of body type man. You know what I'm saying? And so that's just my, I can't speak for all lesbians or LGBT, the whole community. I can't speak for anybody else. But me personally, I love a woman's voice. I love a woman's touch. I love everything about a woman. Men, the only thing is, I wouldn't say I don't like men. I rule men completely out. The only thing that I enjoy from a man is their humor. A funny man is, I'm attracted to funny men.
Mm-hmm.
Just physically, it's just not there. I feel they can do nothing for me. But I enjoy sex with my partner, Brittany.
Like how you threw that in there.
Hmm?
So I like how you threw that in there.
I'm glad she did.
I enjoyed because of the chemistry that we have. Mm. We have really good chemistry.
So it's more so of the mental aspect, more so, not as much as the physical part of it.
Yeah, it's not a lot of physical have to do with it.
Oh, it do?
Yes. Because then, it's like the physical part of it, I've had sexual relations with women where it was just physical and I really enjoyed it. But then I've had sexual relations with women where it's just emotional and the mental was there. And that's, you know, where I really couldn't want that long term.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That is interesting. I never had an opportunity to ask that question.
I understand. Well, I love to answer questions. I like to talk.
I know it's coming.
it was expected.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and then, you know, we had a conversation whenever you told Nay and they told me and then I called you.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the conversation about what you were curious about. And there's nothing wrong with it. I honestly feel that people should have more conversation about it, rather than come up with their own assumptions or opinions about it. So I think it's very big of you to want to do that. I think more people should. And I'll throw this in there. I think that people should do that more when it comes to racism, when it comes to anything that they have bias about. They should have conversations with people who are living that lifestyle so that, you know, it could just be a better understanding rather than it just being this whole shut out thing.
Okay, so the segue with that, what's the most misconception about lesbian women?
Why we use toys.
Yes, that's it. I mean, I think I know why, but mm-hmm. I mean, outside
you wonder what's the difference?
Yeah.
Whenever, but put it like this. Put it like this. If I love a woman's body, I love a woman's body, mm-hmm. and we could do things without it all day long. But to have her be able to do the it's just the penetration point to also be able to, you know.
Pretty much, girls do it better than the men do.
That is not true.
That's it.
I refuse to believe that.
I'm not going to agree with that completely.
I agree with that
when hours, but I'm saying in the general aspect.
So what you, hold on, this is a girlfriend about to come on here too.
So what you mean? I said, personally, I say that it's better than a man, yes.
Okay.
I can't speak for the whole lesbian community of why they use toys. I wouldn't say that lesbians use toys because they feel that men can't do the job. But in my personal relationship, in my relationship with you, it's you know, anybody that I've been with, I don't get it from men, so I get it from.
But you're saying you're trying to say that they still be equal. They
no,
do the same thing that I do.
No.
So what you saying?
I just said it. my personal reason why I receive when it comes to toys, why I like to receive from my partner is because. You have the things. First of all, I love your body. I love women's bodies. And then when you add that, and you can be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
even though we can do that without it, and you know that we can do that without it.
Okay.
But it's just whenever you could put it on and just have that connection physically, when you're on top, behind, or whatever, and you do it. You know what I'm saying? It just adds more. It's just on a whole. It's unexplainable. But I'm not saying that men do it better. In our relationship, I'm saying other lesbians, some lesbian couples don't use toys. They rather go be with a man. Some people do have bias against, you know, I don't use dildos in my relationship.
I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know, two women using dildos is like you want the penetration of the penis, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just boggles my mind because
it's more emotions. It's more physical.
You know, that's what I figured because, you know, like women are emotional creatures anyway.
But they're not connected to you in a physical, emotional way.
Right.
Like, you can sit there and have sex with a female today and then she can leave tomorrow. But me, when I do it, they're going to call me the next day. Cause I get to them, you know what I'm saying? They mind, they soul. I take their soul out of them. Feel me? They love that, so they keep calling me back.
I'm be honest, that's not the first time I heard that though. That's really not the first time I heard that.
I feel that they may take more pride in it too. I feel that they take more pride in it too.
Because you know, women in your situation, you know, just feel like you got to do better.
Exactly. There's a point of proof. What he can't do, I done it. I can do it right now. I can make him more happy. All he got is a thing. And I got more than a thing. I got a mouth, I got hands, I got toys.
But I'm saying we got that too besides the toy.
But it's
more
emotions. But I can make you cry. I can make you smile. I can make your day. I can make your night. You feel me?
I hear you, but I mean, it's just, to me, it just feels like you want the same thing a man can give you outside of it being a man.
Well, let's make it simple. If I'm not attracted to men, but I like penetration, then I'm attracted to women, and the woman that I'm attracted to can also give me penetration.
That's true. I mean, you got various sizes too.
Since I don't want to sleep with men,
options.
And I want to sleep with a female, then she put the you know, we add the dildo into the picture,
mm-hmm.
you got 120,000%, you know what I'm saying? Rather than just having that 50 that I was feeling I was getting.
Okay.
Or 25.
Okay, well, let's segue into this then. Far as outside of sex, let's just talk about relationship period. Now, we all can agree that women are more emotional than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel they're more emotional available and emotionally open, yes.
Say that one more time.
Emotionally driven, more emotionally open, more emotionally available.
Okay. So, the natural balance, you know, men are not that emotional as women are. So, when you get two women that are naturally emotional, then how does that work? Because to me, it seems like there's a lot more arguments, a lot more fights. You know, it seems a lot difficult because there's no longer that balance between non-emotional versus emotional.
I might be wrong. I think that's what makes people gay.
Okay, I've never heard that one.
I think that's what makes people gay. It's like, I can't identify with, I can't find that balance with this man who has that testosterone and who has that, that men are, I would say some men are emotional.
Yeah.
There are emotional men out there that are emotional like women, but when me being with a man in a relationship, the communication is different. Mm-hmm. The understanding is different. The acknowledgement is different. So I don't necessarily like that. So I think that, whenever it comes to women who say, I don't understand why I'm not really getting this relationship. I'm not really sinking my teeth into this. Then you go get with a woman and it's like, damn, they get me. They understand me. It's like, that's when you find your balance. And that's when you realize, I like women. But there's some women who aren't emotional. There's some women who are not emotionally available. So it all depends on really what you're looking for, what you want.
Okay. Well, let me ask this then. It's more so directed towards you. So, is there still the balance of masculinity and femininity? Like, I would consider you the masculine one in a relationship, and she's the feminine one. So, is there still that dynamic in?
No, because at the end of the day, when it goes down, I can be a female. I'm still a female. So when stuff happens, I'm still a female at the end of the day. So I like when a female attracts me and approaches me. I wasn't always gay either. I used to talk to men too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still, I like to be under pressure by a female. So when she put that pressure on me, I could turn into a whole bitch, even though I'm trying to pursue myself to be a man.
Because
I'm gay as hell. I'm the one with a strap. But she could bring the bitch out of me. Because she got me mentally and emotionally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a strong person. If I'm trying to pursue myself to be gay, and then I got a woman, and I feel like a woman, and then I'm still got the stamina, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel good about it. So, at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. Anything goes. I'm still happy. She made me happy. So, I'm going to be a bitch one day, and I'm going to be the man the next day. That's it.
That's another one I always want to ask. Like, just... I don't know if you consider yourself a stud or not, or, no.
Yeah, big dog.
Big dog, okay.
Big dog, I hear you.
Woo-hoo. I don't
unnecessarily, in the bed, be a nigga all the time. I don't want to, I'm going to do everything to you. No, we be vice versa.
Okay.
If I did you, you're going to do to me, but not with the strap down. I ain't with the penetration too much, not even all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I am shocked to hear that.
Every girl that I've dated is not, they don't like penetration. And that's another thing that brings women to women too sometimes.
Really?
Is that they don't care for penetration. Every girl that I've dated, I've always been a bottom.
I am shocked and amazed right now.
Holy moly.
Wow. I mean, because when she said she liked the same thing,
like I said, it's emotional. Like, we done it, we tried it. I mean, she got to get me to that point. I mean, I'm not going to deny it. I just got to bring myself mentally there to want it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not denying anything. I'm not saying I don't do it.
Okay.
But it's not all the time. But if I want to be like that, I'll be the man.
It's just in a different way.
It's an emotional, mental thing.
Yeah, not
well,
in a
I
different
that
way
makes sense, then.
To do the whole thing that, you know.
Okay.
Some masculine women or studdish women, stems or whatever, don't necessarily like to be aggressed. They don't like that aggressive behavior on them. They like to put that aggressive behavior out.
Right.
But so they would like it in a non-aggressive way. So it's different ways to do it. So when you think about, if you was to think about her getting it, then it wouldn't be the same way that you would think of her getting it. It's just different.
Okay.
No, you know, Ains pushing home down and all that kind of stuff. It's not like that.
So I can understand that, but okay, so outside of sex, like just general relationship, how y'all interact with each other, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it still the same dominance as her being the masculine one and you still being the feminine one?
It all depends on the situation. Most of the time, she takes the lead on most of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're out or we go somewhere or we're here or whatever, you know, she takes that role, and it's not even that we assign those roles, we don't discuss them. It just kind of falls into place of, you know,
right.
And it depends on the situation. Sometimes when she's in that feminine type of state a little more than being aggressive, you know, I know how to respond to her in a way that she needs when she's emotional or vulnerable, mm-hmm. or, you know.
Hey, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I got questions for you.
I got an answer for you, too.
Okay, so this is something that I talked about on my very first podcast.
Okay.
So, episode 1, season 1, we're going to go take a listen. But episode 1, my first question was, okay, play a scenario. Say you've got a best friend for 15, 20 years. I might have asked you this. I might have talked to Leah about it. 15, 20-year relationship with this homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's married, you know, y'all both have wives and kids or whatever. Say 20 years, you know, they divorced, your best friend divorced and everything. And then mm-hmm. he comes to you. This is your role dog. He's been there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He comes to you and he say, man, I got something I want to tell you. My best friend. I know mm-hmm. you love me unconditionally, no matter mm-hmm. what. I think I like men, man.
Me and my friend.
Wow.
Why? I want to hear why, though.
Why?
He comes to you and say that he met somebody that he, you know, it's weird for him, it's different for him. And he's coming to you and telling his best friend, I think I might be attracted to this guy. Not necessarily saying I'm gay. I might be attracted to this guy. I don't know how to feel about it, man. He's coming to you. You're going to cut that relationship because of his personal life that has nothing to do with you.
What?
Why?
Why? My first concern would be, man, we done a lot of shit together.
Uh-huh.
And how I know you didn't even look at me this whole goddamn
time? He just explained to you. We've been friends for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just met this guy and I'm having these feelings. I'm attracted to him and things that he comes to you. There's nothing to do with you.
Right.
Because that's a question that a man would ask a friend. So, how long have you known about this? Like, have you ever had these feelings before?
Absolutely.
And he tell you no. No, and no, man, I'm not, you're like my brother. I don't look at anybody like that, just this guy. And it's just...
I don't see myself wanting to hang with him.
This is a guy that's been there for you.
I don't know if it's homophobic or not. This is the guy that's been there for you.
Who really held you up when you had times of need. He was your friend. A friend that you ain't never found nowhere else in the four corners of the earth. A real role dog.
Mm-hmm.
You'll throw that relationship away because he experienced something that he don't even understand.
Jesus
Christ. It's like if your son, we ain't gonna speak that into existence, but say for example, you had another son, we just put it on an invisible son. Say an invisible son comes to you and he says, I was just saying hypothetical, I sound stupid. Your hypothetical son comes to you and comes out to you, he's 17. No, we'll say 25. He went to college, had an experience, and he told his daddy about it. How would you respond to your son?
Shit. I'm like, son, I love you. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to respond to that.
Would you still be in his life? Or would you just
Absolutely. No, he's still my son. I brought him into this world.
So why would you have that same feeling about your son that you're going to be there for forever instead of being there for your friend that you know forever and they don't cut and have your back? What's the difference? That's your brother.
Solid-ass friend. Solid-ass nigga.
Well, number one difference is that's my son. I brought him into this world. My best friend, and I do have a best friend since the fourth grade, which is over 20 years.
Let's use him as an example.
If he came out to me and said, hey, bro, I think I like men.
I think I met this guy that I like. He's not sure about it at all.
I'm definitely going to question, like, nigga, have you ever thought to his... attracted to me, that would be my number one question.
If he said no, I mean, honestly,
I can't. My initial reaction is, yeah, I'm probably not be friends with him no more after that. And my vision of a man is a masculine man, period. And I know some bitch ass men, but they're still masculine, period, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my best friend come to me and tell me that he's interested in this guy, yeah, I'm gonna question him.
My question is, would you cut this man?
For a while, I absolutely would. I mean, it's not like I'm like, oh, like if you're my homeboy, I'm like, hey, I'm like thinking like men now. I'm not gonna fuck with you for a while.
Why? When I don't sit there and try to pursue myself.
He's been there for you through everything.
That changes everything, though.
How does that change everything?
How? Because we, like you said, we've been
through
everything.
What do you think that person is going through? When I came to the point where I had to really be honest with myself about my sexuality, it was the hardest part. I had to think about I had nephews at the time. I had to think about how is this going to affect everybody around me. It was the hardest thing. I was in church. I was in ministry. I married the woman who was on the praise team with me. That was the hardest thing. And I had to make a decision of, you're going to suppress this or you're going to pursue this so you can find out who you really are. Let me put that this. I had a best friend, and still my best friend to this day. If I told her, which she already knew, but if I came to the point where I had to tell her and she told me, well, I don't know, we're going to have to get some space for a while. I don't know. I'm already in the time of need. Nobody else I can go to apart from you. You alienate me. I don't have anywhere else to go.
I feel like you got to leave you space for that other individual. Whether you're talking about family members or you're talking about best friends, you got to leave space for they to adjust to that idea. My youngest brother's gay. I knew he was gay when he was 5 years old. But when he came out, it's like, I still need that period to accept that.
I get that part.
Yeah, with my best friend, it would be the same thing.
Well, no, you didn't,
but you didn't
initially say that.
I did it.
You said that shit was going to end. That relationship, that bond.
That's the initial shock of it, though. That's the initial shock.
Okay.
I'm not fucking with you no more. I don't know how many times we've been
playing
ball and all this shit.
You fuck with him.
Yeah.
You need time to try to see how you can approach him now.
It's an adjustment period. Like, I can't say I will think that I will cut his ass off completely forever. But like you said, so much time, so much history. Could I honestly do that? I have to be honest with myself. Could I honestly do that? I probably not. After some
time,
though.
But your initial reaction would be, I don't want to be around this
right now. That's my initial reaction.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
I'll be honest with you. You know, my experience around gay men or lesbians is very little. My youngest brother, like I say, he's gay, but we don't talk at all. We don't do none of that. Like, but
I had a question for you too, though.
Okay.
Have anybody like tried to pursue you as a gay man?
I had one experience when I was a kid. I was a teen, and we was in Atlanta, and some random dude I never knew who he was. I wouldn't even recognize him if I seen him right now, and. We was at some kind of store, and next thing I know, I walked out from my mother and my siblings and shit. And I seen dude standing in the corner just looking at me. Short shorts, tight t-shirt. I'm like, what's going on with this dude? So I left. My curiosity was like, what the fuck is going on? So I walked back over the next day. I know this nigga rubbing his dick. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, I know what this shit is. Let me go on back over with my mother. But as far as any man necessarily just hitting on me, like, nigga, you cute, I want to get with you, what's up? Hell nah, I'll probably beat that nigga's ass.
So what's your idea? So now we see that you got a problem with two gay men, but how are you affected by two gay women?
I think that shit sucks. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's biased as hell. I know it is. But I feel like a man, there's nothing a man can do for me. The way a man feels, I can rub myself. The way a woman feels, there's no comparison. Women are soft naturally. They're born that way. Women's voices are softer. They're born that way. It's nothing that a man can do for me that is in remotely entertaining. I like looking at women. I love titties. I love ass. Definitely love pussy. So what the fuck I'm gonna look at a man and think I'm gonna get the same thing out of
the
that.
The way you feel about two women, two men feel the same exact way.
That's still nasty to me, though. I ain't gonna lie. I can deal with two women. But men, that shit nasty as hell to me. Okay, so you mentioned coming out to the family. Now, I can imagine how difficult that is. I don't know, but I can imagine it is. Like, between the both of y'all, did you lose friends after coming out?
See, the thing about that I have a personal thing about that. If I have to lose friends, if they really was my friends and they supposed to be there for me, if I'm going through something, he was always there. If I tell you what I'm going through, but I never pursued you, try to put my gateness on you. I just told you what I'm going through, I like this and like that. If you lose me as a friend or you cut me off, you was never my friend.
Do you think it's different for men and women?
It's harder on men.
Yes, very much so.
It's harder on men. You know why? Because I just asked you a question. I was like, how you feel about two women and two men? You said women are sex as fuck, but gay dudes you don't like. So it's harder for men. Like you said, you have a best friend. You got a best friend. You will cut them off like this. Two women, like if your daughter, anybody come out gay, your friend, you're like, oh shit, this is sexy as hell. What makes it any different with two dudes that's going through the same situation?
Dudes.
I get why people are a little disgusted when it comes to two men. Yeah. I do get it. Well, it's almost like when it comes to porn. I can agree that we've all watched porn before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two men porn, I cannot.
Me personally, I thought two men porn was an idol. I always wanted
to just be.
Really? Yeah. I was always curious about that. I'm sorry.
I watched it for curiosity, but once I got the curiosity over with, it was like I
think
continue.
Every human being watched for curiosity. I watched for curiosity. Like, what the fuck are you getting out of this shit? And it was, for me, it was disgusting.
But there's some things that come out with two men, because I have cousins that I talk to. I have friends that I talk to. And what they enjoy about it is that they do have a G-spot in their
I've heard that.
And some men like that type of intimacy with someone being penetrated.
I know, well, I don't know now personally, but I've heard of straight men that like that.
That was my question right there. Just made me remember my question.
I got a question. It's kind of personal.
I'm going to write this down.
This is personal.
Okay.
Really personal, but you like women, right?
Absolutely.
About your sex life. I'm not saying anybody but your sex life. So if you getting in, somebody stick their finger in your booty hole,
they're gonna get popped in the mouth.
But
that was my question.
But still giving you pleasure. What if you like it? What if, like, your emotions, you just.
I don't think he'll go past voting to find out. I think once he feels that.
I don't know.
Contact
there,
it'll be. Whoa.
I don't know, though. I don't know.
There was a conversation that I heard on Kevin, Laugh Out Loud, Kevin Hart, XM Radio. It was hilarious. Because it was men on there talking about it. It was one lady. There is some couples where a man
like
is open
that.
To that. Dude, I've even met men
would
like that.
Would you like
that
your booty hole ate?
No.
Why?
No.
You booty hole?
I do.
Okay.
But no, I don't want to go.
You personally don't want that inflicted on you.
No.
Is it because of reasons do you think that
you'll be gay?
But you might like it.
I'm scared of it. I don't lie to you.
Why?
I'm scared.
You might like
it.
You're scared that you would like it.
Absolutely.
But the reasons that
you absolutely.
But you think it's
going to
make you gay?
I don't know. No. I don't know.
You feel too
I'm too masculine for that one. I ain't doing that.
Okay. Do you think, let me ask you this. This is a question.
I don't like my ass being grabbed.
This is the question. She don't like her ass being grabbed either.
Really?
No, she do not. Smack grab, it just feels too aggressive.
Because I feel like a man should do that, to be honest.
That's fair.
Because the way I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Some things I just
it caught off guard, you know. If it was like on guard, like she's expecting it and we playing around, then okay to a certain extent. But me just coming up, wham, and she's like, bitch. Let me ask you this. God damn it, I lost it again. Oh, here it goes. Okay, so do you consider a man who loves women who do not like men, they're not attracted to men? A man who likes the shocker.
I don't know what that is.
A woman putting the thumb in.
Yeah.
Putting the thumb in, or who would even go as far as a dildo? Do you think a man who are not attracted to men, do you think that they're gay if they was to do that act?
I think they got gay tendencies.
Okay. Tendencies. I've never heard that one before. That's actually very interesting. Yeah. Because me and people, when I ask men, they just straight up say, hell yeah, they're gay. They're gay. If they like that shit, they gay. They want to make
it. But 99% of the time, men are freaks. Some men love that shit.
Some men do love that shit.
I got homeboys that admitted to me that they like that
shit. The reason why that question, the reason why the question was so important to me is because this is the point of why I like to have these conversations. I like to try to take away the blurred lines for people to see things for what it is, to accept it for what it is, not for what you think. accept it for what it is. If a man, if my opinion, if a man likes to get strapped by a woman, they're not attracted to men. They're not gay.
Mentally. Unless they like to come off.
They like to they just like that. Because homosexuality is if you are two men and two women. Mm. Period. If a man likes to get certain things from a woman and it might be something that is something he do to his woman, I don't consider that to be gay tendencies or gay.
That just means
that I'm open to you about some things that I like done to my body. It's just a human body.
If that man was in a prison setting and he already been drilled out by his woman, he will accept the man.
I don't think so.
Not really. It's more mentally.
Then you got. I know this is a woman behind me. I like her voice. I like her. You know. I like knowing that a woman.
But he said
me.
It himself. He said he's scared to the point of the fact if somebody stuck their finger in his booty hole, he might
feel a little frisky
because he think he'll be gay. But. Yeah. I know a lot of hood niggas love that shit. They be like, oh,
a lot of men
that
do like
I'm gonna look at that nigga like you.
It's
weird.
A lot of men. It's a lot of men. Did you watch on porn where they have the woman do things to their anus?
Yeah, that's
or
weird.
Or even.
Crazy.
Let me ask you this. Like, what do you feel about nipple stimulation on a man?
Oh, I love it.
Wow. First man to say that.
Me too. I heard that shit too for the first.
I know men like it. Yeah. I know a lot of men like it. Mm-hmm. It's just first man I've ever heard say that.
Yeah. I ain't throwing him. Let him know he's
but why you like it? What makes you like it though?
I don't know.
Just think about it.
I think it's weird too. Honestly, I think it's taboo. But you know, that's
man titties.
It's not man titties.
No,
it's not man titties.
No.
I think that men have the same stimulation.
Okay, if he like his nipples.
It's stimulation.
I don't like that.
What makes it different? What makes it different the other way around?
What makes it different?
Yes.
I don't know. Like I said, I feel like that's weird.
That's titties. Women, everybody identify women with titties. But man titties, if you like me to suck and bite your titties, and you know I have titties for a woman, mm-hmm. What makes a difference if I put my thing in your butthole and you love it?
Because it's my ass.
Okay, but if you got titties, you're not a trans. You not this. Women don't do that. They do it for extra excitement. So what if I want to extra excite your ass, or why I can't do it?
Okay, there's limitations to everything, right?
I think men, I
draw the line right there.
No.
We draw a line.
I think that men feel violated.
Absolutely.
When something is inserted. Men don't normally, especially straight men, don't normally get anything inserted. They don't even like colonoscopies, Christ sake.
Nipple
stimulation to get you there.
I got breasts of my own. I like want to, you know, for my female, but for a man, if a man come to me and say, if I mess with a man, he say, look at my titties, suck on my titties, which I had it happen to me before. I look at him like, bitch, you got hair, you got shame. I'm not sucking your nasty ass titties. My titties, you feel me?
We're not trying to. My chest ain't hairy, so.
But I'm just saying, when I hear that physically, I look at a man like,
if you take away all the bias, this is what I want people to do.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I want people to take away all the bias and just like what you like. I don't necessarily, if I was with a man and the man asked me to do certain things, it's certain things I'm just not going to do. I'm just not into it. Not because, oh, you gay. I'm just not into that. I don't get anything out of it.
Can you say it? Tell me you sucked on some man's titties.
I never sucked on a man's
titties. Why? Haven't any man ever asked
never you? Nobody's ever asked
me
that.
But physically, how
if
would
a man,
you feel?
If I was with a man in a relationship and a man, I'm a pleaser. I am I'm a born server. Mm-hmm. I like to serve. I like to please.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I like to please. So if I was with a man and a man said I like my nipple sucked, I don't go for it. It's not even I'm not gonna lose
but,
nothing
but
from
you,
that.
But you,
the
you
fact go? that pleases a person is what the turn on is.
Exactly.
When I know that I can please you in this, that, and other way, I'm happy.
You know, but
when it comes to anus, it's just the way.
How many friends I had though? Hood niggas, I knew real, everything. They talk about their sex life with their females. Man, if you look my booty hole and everything, nigga, I'm doing whatever and I can't quit. What? They love that shit.
They like to, it's different ways to get off. And they like
it. Is homophobic. They hate gay people. Well, when it comes to that shit,
I think that them niggas right there are bi-curious, honestly.
Nah, I know, because
I feel like they
personally,
are.
To get your ass hit, I don't think so.
They
think that they came to an experience and they realized, oh,
man, that's it. That's all it is.
That ain't too bad. I crossed that threshold. Now I like it.
Okay, look, think about this. Okay. How many times have you been in a room when somebody said, hey, I eat assholes? You eat assholes? You be like, I eat assholes. But you did. Why you ain't admit it? Because you think about what other people think about it. That, right? You be like, oh, I never did that shit. But you really like that shit.
Hold on. Are you talking about receiving or giving?
Both.
Both.
Okay. Both. Kevin Gates made that shit cool to eat ass. Let's just put that out there. Kevin Gates made that shit cool. So a man eating ass, a woman's ass, is like.
But you can't sit here and say that you've never been in the room with niggas and they say come talk about eating ass and you deny that shit, but you really did it.
I've never done anything that a man, me and my homeboys have talked about. You know, have you done this? Have you done that? Yeah, I'm pretty much open with
it. My question is, we just sit here and have a cold conversation about right. making the booty. You say you scared you don't like it.
I'm scared to do it, period.
Why?
Because I don't want to know if I like it or not. I feel
why?
Like,
what makes
you? Because I feel like that's like gay tendency. That's why I feel
so
like.
So you scared, you going to think you got gay tendency.
Yeah, because that's how I feel.
But look, think about your mind. That's in your mind.
Yeah, you know that you're not gay.
But that's in
you
your mind.
You know that you're not gay.
Right.
It so might feel good.
Just the way you feel right now, every nigga and your best friend feel the same way coming towards you with their situation. Just the way you feel about that. The
I like
same
how you
way.
Did that.
The same
I
way.
I like what you did.
Same then. Way. Niggas come to you talking about, hey, I think I like this, but you might
I
like
got
that shit.
I got old boys that like getting their ass lit.
I know,
I think they weird as fuck to do it, but hey.
But you scared to do it. You want it done.
I don't want to do it.
No.
I want my ass lit.
Look, if the situation, you, if you the situation.
You hit the tank, but I don't want, don't go that past the tank, goddamn. Don't go past the tank, goddamn. We good, but don't do that.
I'm just saying though, 0 to 100. Like you scared, like me. I was scared when I came out to my people. I was scared that I like this. My friend found out I like girls.
But
I was scared that I like
women
girls.
Do it though.
So that is it for part one. It was awesome. I really enjoyed them. Like I told you, you would not be disappointed. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to go to my Facebook, Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER. Go to my Facebook and you can also find my other social media links on that page. Share, support. I really appreciate you guys listening. I know this was a little bit longer, so I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Don't forget to support your brothers and sisters, black-owned businesses. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to love each other. And don't forget to love yourself. So you guys have a wonderful day. Part two of this segment will be out. So stay tuned and make sure that you share and listen to it. Listen to my other episodes. Listen to season one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys have a great day.